Skill shortage. We've heard about skill shortages in a plenty of industries, but there's a
whole of Australia.
A critical industry now that sometimes can cop a bad rap, but that doesn't mean that they're not necessary for something that we love particularly.
Now, listen, it's not just the NRL, as we said, that kicked off. Over the weekend, we received a message on our burner phone from Alan Rees, who's the president of the Brisbane Junior Rugby League Association. President of the Brisbane Junior Rugby League is asking for us a bit of help. There's a shortage of junior referees in rugby league.
Oh, no. Not the referees.
Let's put him on. Alan, how are you, mate?
Okay, how you going, morning crew?
What's the story?
Oh, mate, it's a story of life for us. It's the sort of thing that referees, nobody really wants to get out there and do it.
Why not?
Oh, that's what's got me bamboozled. But anyway, it's the sort of thing, I've been doing it for a long time. I love it. And there's lots of opportunity out there. So we want to welcome more people along and get out in our lovely 7-Eleven gear and look after the community football.
I mean, in all honesty, Alan, I've watched a lot of junior sport over the last few years. And I understand the frustration of parents because they want to see their kids' team do well, etc. But there's a lot of referees that are out on the field doing these, officiating these games that are quite young themselves because they're learning, right? Are they getting abused? What's happening?
Oh, look, I've got to give the QRL and NRL and everybody, they're due diligence there. What they're doing is got this new positive environment program, which is great. It's, looking after the referees and looking after the clubs and everything else like that. So that's a great one for us. And we're still to see the results out of that. But, there's still a little bit of abuse goes on. But,
Alan, is there referees doing multiple games on a Saturday?
That's an understatement.
How many, not necessarily you, but what do you know of? Is there someone doing three games and stuff?
Oh, when we get towards the end of the season and people start getting tired, we're doing three and four games.
Right.
Well, I know that netball has the same issue because I've got a daughter that plays netball as well as a son who plays rugby league, and I know that the issue is across the board in all sports because I know there was one girl who umpired 10 games on Sunday at a netball carnival.
But they get paid. She'd get paid. Do your Brisbane Rugby League junior referees get paid?
They do. They do. Our young fellas get paid, around $15 for a game for 20 minutes each way. So it's better than working indoors at McDonald's.
What, you're right. What's the training? What?
How do they become?
Do you have to just know the rules? I've watched league on telly. I know the rules.
Well, that's sometimes some of the problem. But yes, they've got to know the rules. But it's not that hard in reality. And with the young kids in particular, it's more about getting the kids out there and having fun.
Alan, do you sometimes just get the boys when they're training and the girls training up, do you just get people around to heckle them like this so they get kind of match fit hardened?
Come on, Alan Cash. Come on, Manny, nearly there. Catch up. You've got some catching up to do, bub.
It's very intimidating.
I'd get Margo out there to do that. Yeah,
I reckon I could do it, Alan. I've been watching enough footy. I watched Corey play for 16 years.
Hold on. Why don't you just do
Surely
it?
Surely it's not that
why
hard.
Why don't you just do it? Because you'll be in a field somewhere. How much training? What would she have to do if we wanted Margo to do some refereeing?
Oh, hang on a second.
Okay, I'm going to have to talk to you.
Come on.
I'm going to get onto the NRL and I'm going to get this organised. Challenges out there, Margo.
You want me to referee a game?
I want to see you refereeing a game this weekend.
Wiley's first game for under 12 Carinas this Sunday.
Let Alan work out where we're going to go with the details.
Can't have his mum refereeing a game. He'll be getting penalties every set.
What would she have to do? Could you get her on the field? Because that's a good example to other people.
Can I tell you a quick story, Alan? I actually, at a game, I pulled up a referee on one of his calls. He allowed a try of Wiley's that was actually not a try. He knocked the ball on and I said to the referee, "That's a no try, sir. He knocked it on. How is he going to learn?" And he goes, "Oh, come on, Margo."
Is this because Wiley gets $10 if he scores a try and, interest rates are up, you're trying to save cash?
They do a tough job out there. There's a lot of pressure.
All right, so Margo, the referee. Alan, are you happy? We'll ship her over to you and we'll work out a game she can rep maybe this weekend.
We will. I'll get her onto my sideline with the NRL and everything else like that. Like any of our referees.
Right. To give you a plug, anyone else who wanted to become a referee, I said, you might have a 16-year-old who's going, geez, I wouldn't mind doing two of them a weekend, $30 a Saturday. How do you actually become a ref?
Mate, it's a case of you get onto my sideline and you sign up, and anybody, they just have to get hold of us, and we've got a website and we've got all that sort of contact
info. So just like
info.
Google My Sideline?
There's an app, My Sideline. It's an app. Yeah,
that's an NRL app.
Yeah.
And then from there, we pick up your name. You get out there and you do a quick course, an online one, and then you do a face-to-face, and then it's congratulations, here's your whistle, away you go.
All right, Alan, for the app, Margo is not OT. It's M-A-R-G-A.
Excuse me, I'm already registered. Thank you. I've been the manager of it.
She's already back chatting.
I'm already registered.
Already back chatting.
All right, Alan. Good man. Well,
you'll get what you hope for here, mate. Good luck. Yeah.
Quick turnaround. We'll get her out there this weekend.
As I said, it's all about kids having fun. That's what it's all about.
No, it's not. Alan, it's about winning.
When she's refereeing, she'll abuse herself.
It's Triple M.